Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Chairperson of the conference, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. After the Paris Agreement last October, the topic of climate change, agriculture and food security as the theme of the 40th conference is most significant and opportune. Mr. Chairperson, Afghanistan's agriculture is highly impacted by climatic factor. A sudden rise in temperature impacts fruit trees during the flowering stage and thus results in low production. A sudden extreme cold kills small ruminants and impacts negatively the livelihood of many small livestock producers in north and northeast of the country. Sudden floods deprives rural communities from a good harvest. Under the optimistic scenario, Mr. Chairperson, the temperature in Afghanistan is expected to rise by 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2050 and by 3 degrees Celsius under the pessimistic scenario. Under both scenarios, the growing season will get longer in much of the country. This is an advantageous factor for our agriculture. However, taking advantage of the longer growing season is constrained by the rise in evapotranspiration due to warmer temperature and more precipitation coming in the form of rain, rather than snow and greater prospects of early snowmelt. High temperature, therefore, will increase the risk of flooding during the spring. During the spring period, in less water availability during the summer months, which is most needed for healthy crops. In fact, Afghan farmers, pastoralists, and agro-pastoralists face two types of droughts, one resulting from below normal winter snowfall and spring rains. The other is reduced river discharge in the summer months. Snow and rain-related droughts can be the most severe in northern and central Afghanistan. Reduced river discharge affect most of Afghanistan's 3.2 million hectares that are effectively under irrigation at present. The occurrence of both types of drought reduces the resilience of the rural households. Crop and livestock production is also affected by the onslaught of the floods. Most rural settlements in Afghanistan are concentrated around rivers in small streams and are therefore highly vulnerable to flooding. The intensity of floods is greater in southern and western parts of Afghanistan, which are flat and sparsely vegetated. A heavy rainfall in the melting of snow in early summer can easily turn into flood. Mr. Chairperson, environmental mainstreaming is embedded in the Afghanistan's national development strategy, and environmental management is the responsibility of several ministries under the guidance of our National Climate Change Committee. The Ministry of Agriculture, Irrigation and Livestock takes the lead in land use planning, biodiversity conservation, adaptation measures to climate change, covering crops, livestock, in forests, and for climate-adapted irrigation practices. With climate change, Afghanistan faces many challenges, of which the following six are most critical. One, to improve the level of nutrition of our population, especially of children under 5 years of age in other vulnerable segments of the population, through the diversification of crops and animal products into an affordable, publicly administered social safety net. In 2016, 40% of our population remained food insecure. Two, to maintain a stable level of food production from irrigated areas by increasing water storage capacity through the construction of small, medium, large dams in all parts of the country. Special attention needs to be given to affordable micro-irrigation technology, especially for groundwater use and in-rain harvesting. Three, to accelerate adaptation measures by introducing drought-resistant crop varieties, better rotation systems, and adjusting the sowing calendar in response to climate change. Four, to take necessary measures in reducing the negative impact of high temperature on animal productivity, especially of small ruminants that are mostly kept by women, and on the yields of forages in feed crops in family farms. Five, to prevent tree mortality caused by stress of heat and drought and by the outbreak of pests. Six, to take measures in preventing and the spread of pests, especially migratory pests associated with changes in temperature, rainfall, and wind patterns. In meeting these challenges, Mr. Chairperson, Afghanistan is looking forward to assistance from multilateral and bilateral sources in building the resilience of the communities threatened by climate change, especially from their own based agencies and from the following three funds. One, the Green Climate Fund administered by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Two, Special Climate Change Fund administered by General Environment Fund. Three, the Least Developed Countries Fund, also administered by General Environment Fund. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.